Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Your spirit, man, is the real you. Your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. And your body is simply your house. And yet so many people put such importance on the body. They tattoo it from head to toe to make it more beautiful or more interesting. Or the way they wear their hair or the way they do whatever they do. But folks, the body is going to pass away one day. And your spirit will remain forever. What are you doing to grow your spirit for eternity? Are you really preparing for eternity by how you live before God? Now, only Jesus Christ rules over the spirit realm. You know, as we talk about this, I want to remind you of something because this is very important. No other religion provides protection and victory over Satan's power. In fact, most other religions, they don't even mention Satan because they have no protection against him. Why mention him? But the Bible talks to Christians, and it says in Colossians 2:13, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all your sins, and having disarmed the spiritual powers and the authorities, Christ made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Only Jesus Christ rules over the realm of the spirit. And as Christians, using the name of Jesus Christ protects us against this evil spirit realm. I think we need to pause and give the Lord a hand of praise that we have power over the devil. And that power and that authority that God has given us comes through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and obedience to the Word of God. And that's so important for you to know, because just to say I'm a Christian to the devil, he'll just laugh in your face. It's not about you. It's about Jesus and his sacrifice, and that you surrender to his will in your life, that you're walking a life of obedience to the Word of God. That makes the devil very afraid. But if you're not obeying God, even with the name Christian all over you, he's not afraid of you because you're following him. See, the Bible says in James 4:7, give yourselves completely to God. How many people do that? A lot of people give themselves partially to God. Oh, I believe the scriptures. I don't believe all those scriptures. Oh, I will do this, but I'm not going to do all that. See, but when it comes to spiritual warfare, the devil is looking at your devotion to God. Have you surrendered your entire life to God? Or are you still holding on to things from this world? Because that tells him where you stand and if he needs to be afraid of you. Or if he can bring you into some bondage. In James 4:7, it says, give yourselves completely to God, then stand against the devil, and guess what? The devil will run from you. But believe me, if you haven't given yourself completely to God, he's not running anywhere. He wants to see what you're into. So what are you doing today? Where are we going today? Oh my goodness, look at this. How can I trip up that Christian today? And his motive and his plan is to get you out of God. And again, following him, and where is he going? To the lake of fire. It's important for us to realize the spiritual dynamics of our lives. Today I'm going to talk about the devil's secret weapon, and they are curses and generational curses. Most people don't even talk about curses. Most never mention generational curses. Blessings and curses are connected to the spirit realm. They are activated by our choices, our words, and our behavior. Listen to what it says in the Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and 26. It says, I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but you will be cursed if you disobey the Lord your God. Let me give you a short definition of a blessing and then of a curse. A blessing is supernatural favor, approval, divine help. They provide miracles when you need one. And then there's a curse. A curse means to be under judgment. A curse is an invisible barrier to miracles. It's a barrier to blessings and to spiritual freedom, healing, and success. You know, there's a whole chapter in Deuteronomy chapter 28 containing a list of curses for disobeying God. How many of you have read it? 1, 2, 3, just a few of you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, start at verse 15 and read the curses that really do exist. Last time I mentioned just a few of the common curses. Let me mention some for you again. Number one, anti-Semitism. There's a curse for those who ill-treat the Jewish people. I guess people who are doing all the things that they're doing right now don't realize they're bringing a curse upon themselves. In Genesis chapter 12 and 1, it says, the Lord said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who treat you with contempt. So the same God that blesses will curse if you disobey him. Number two, disobedience to God's word will bring a curse. In Deuteronomy 27 and 26, it says, cursed is anyone who does not affirm and obey the terms of God's word. Number three, idolatry, the worship of other religions. God calls them all false if it's not Christianity. Deuteronomy chapter 27, 15 says, cursed is anyone who carves or casts an idol and secretly worships it. Number four, this scripture says any dealings with the occult brings a curse. That's Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 to 12. Let me tell you what it says. It says, do not sacrifice your children as a burnt offering. Now that sounds really weird, but in those days, that's what they did. To worship in a false religion meant sometimes to offer one of your children as a burnt sacrifice to that deity. It goes on to say, do not practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft or cast spells or function as a medium or as a psychic or call forth the spirits of the dead. Anyone who does these things is cursed or detestable to the Lord. Then there's number five, sexual immorality. No sex outside of marriage. Deuteronomy chapter 27 and then Leviticus chapter 18. It mentions that engaging in sexual sins brings a curse. You can also speak a curse upon yourself. And this is something that the Lord had me put in this message. One of Satan's strategies is to entice you to speak words that condemn you by God's judgment. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Some people use thoughtless words when they speak and they don't realize that they're bringing a curse or speaking a curse upon themselves. What you say will come to pass. You know, if you say, man, I'm so clumsy. If you say, I never get things right. If you say, man, I'm so stupid. If you say, I don't like the way my legs look. I look so skinny. I mean, all of these things, these negative words, you're speaking curses against yourself. In Proverbs chapter 6 and 2, it says, you have been trapped by what you said. You have been ensnared by the words of your mouth. Everything I'm telling you is backed up by the word of God. Everything I'm saying to you is the scripture. I'm simply bringing it to your attention. If you didn't know about it, many of you already knew about these things. You bring judgment upon yourself when you judge others. That's why the Bible says don't judge anybody. Because when you judge people, you're judging yourself. Listen to what it says in Matthew 7 and 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you as well.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, we talked about curses. Let's talk about generational curses very quickly. There's a portion of scripture where Jesus' disciples made reference to a blind man they saw walking along. And they walked beside him and they asked Jesus a question about why he was blind. Let me read that for you in John 9, verse 1. It says, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. And his disciples asked, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? You see, at that time, they understood that families of unrepented people and their descendants may suffer the influence of a curse because of a family member. The man's physical condition could be the result of an invisible barrier to blessing and wellness and health, could be the result of a curse. Now, how are generational curses established? The Bible reveals God gives forgiveness and mercy to all who repent of their sins. His blessing continues to follow on to their families and to their descendants. I want to read some scriptures about this. In Exodus chapter 34 and 6, then God passed in front of Moses, saying, the Lord, a compassionate and merciful God, patient, always faithful and ready to forgive. He continues to show his love to thousands of generations. Think of this. God shows his love not just to us if we're believers, but to our children and our children, to 1,000 generations. He does this. The Bible says he forgives wrongdoing. God forgives disobedience. God forgives sin. However, in the 7th verse, as you continue to read, you find out what happens when people don't repent of their sins. It says, but he never lets the guilty go unpunished, punishing children and grandchildren for their parents' sins to the 3rd and the 4th generation. It also says this in Exodus 20 and 5. It says, you must never bow down to a worship an idol in any way, for I, the Lord your God, am possessive, and I will not share your affection with any false god. And when I punish people for their sins, the punishment continues upon their children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren, for all those who hate me. Now, one definition of the word hate is indifference. See, a person doesn't have to, what we would call, be angry at God or really hate God to receive this judgment. Just be indifferent. In other words, an indifferent person is one who chooses to ignore God's will. Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but hey, it's okay. Hey, I'm just not ready to do that yet. Okay, you just open the door to a curse. People think you can do anything you want with no consequences. I'm trying to tell you today, when you disobey God's word, you become cursed. It's right in the scriptures, folks. I'm reading it for you. See, and this act of disobedience that generates a curse upon you will also follow to your descendants if you don't ask God for forgiveness. These are all things that we find in the word of God. Now listen to Deuteronomy 28 and 45. It says, if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God, that's from his word, and to obey his commands and his decrees, that's found in the Bible, all these curses will pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed. Is anybody hearing me today? You're like, Pastor, you brought bad news today. I brought good news today. My good news is how to avoid a curse on your life and upon your family. Some of the things we're dealing with, guys, in our own lives and in our families have to do with disobedience to the word of God. You can't disobey God and walk away scot-free. Something's going to happen to you. Not just go to hell or the lake of fire. It's going to happen to you now. A curse will come upon you because you're not listening to the word of God. The Bible says in verse 46, and these horrors will serve as a sign and a warning among you and your descendants forever. And this is why families suffer defeat in their lives from generation to generation. What am I talking about? Let me give you an example. Sickness, poverty, divorce, alcoholism, drug addiction, crime, suicide. These things follow families. Why? Generational curse. Now, what are some of the other symptoms that may indicate a curse? In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 15, I've already talked to you about this, but let me read that verse. It says, if you do not obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all of his commandments, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Is anybody listening to this message today? We wonder about all the trouble, all the things that are happening in our lives. Why is this happening? Why? Are you obeying God? Are you obeying his word? What are you watching on the television? Where are you going? What are you doing in your spare time? What are you saying? Are you using profanity? Just saying whatever you want? You're bringing a curse on yourself, which not only blocks miracles in your lives, but it opens a door for the enemy to afflict you physically and to stop the blessings that God wants to give you in your life. So let me give you just a few symptoms that may indicate a curse. Number one, persistent financial shortage. Never have enough money. I can't get ahead. Take one step forward, you have to go behind two steps. Financial shortage. Number two, difficulties with conception and pregnancy. Number three, chronic illness and diseases. Number four, divorce and division in the family. Number five, being accident prone. Number six, emotional disturbances, depression, memory loss, insanity. Number seven, premature death through sickness, violence, or suicide. All of these are symptoms of a curse that may be in your family, that may be trying to come upon you. Last time I gave you some requirements to break a curse, and I'm going to do that again. Number one is you must be born again. You must have Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Number two, you've got to confess Christ as your Savior verbally. Demons don't know what you have in your mind. They don't read your mind. They listen to what you say, and they look at what you do. So you have to confess Christ as Savior verbally. Number three, confess any known and unknown sin. You've got to say, God, I'm sorry for those sins. You know, people say, man, this sounds so complicated. No, it's just very, very simple. You've got to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You've got to obey the word of God. You can't live life any way you want and think nothing's going to happen. That's just not true. Number four, commit yourself to obey God's word. Number five, forgive everyone. The Bible says if we don't forgive, God won't forgive us of our sins. Number six, renounce all contact with the occult. There are a lot of people who are involved in the occult and don't realize it. I'm not just talking about witchcraft. Sometimes you're watching horror movies that have vampires and all kinds of things. You know Harry Potter? Harry Potter, man, that was the hottest thing. And even in Christian circles, a lot of people spent a lot of money on Harry Potter. But he was like a witch type guy. Just saying. Folks, that's where I'm going to stop today with that. I wanted to give you an overview of how curses come into our lives and how they affect us and how you may have something going on in your life right now and you're not even aware it's because of the disobedience that you are living before the Lord. You've got to make things right with God. You've got to repent. You've got to ask the Lord for forgiveness. You have to do all those things. It's not optional. I start off by telling you that there's two spiritual realms. God has a kingdom and the devil has a kingdom. When you do not yield to God's kingdom, then the devil comes in with his authority and power to afflict you. And why does he do this? Because he wants God to judge you. God's kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says about heaven, no unrighteous person is going to heaven. No liars, no cheaters, no people who are committing sin will ever enter into heaven. And there are some Christians right now, they're not living obedient lives to God. Folks, I have to be honest, you're not going to heaven. It's what the scripture says. So how is this a good message? You know the truth. That's how it's a good message. And you can adjust it. You can dial to living for God, obeying God, loving God, trusting God, and doing all the things the Bible says you're supposed to do. That's how this is a good message. But without knowing this, you may be like those individuals who say, Lord, Lord, and Jesus says, I don't even know you. Why? Because you did not actually do the will of God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of today's message is Seven Things Jesus Taught About Receiving Miracles, Part 4. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance, and I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. And you put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.